So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Hey, so it's been a long time, but many years have gone by since this first began. It happened back in 1994, and it was a week-long trial back in 1998 that I can remember almost clear as day. And the one thing that I remember is that I'm sitting there and I'm watching the judge. And I'm watching him reading the verdict. And as he's doing this, he looks up and I'm still staring at him, and he says, "Guilty. You are now remanded to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice to serve a term of 15 years. And at almost that exact moment, I heard a sob from behind me. It was my mother's sob. And as I was being led away, that's the memory that I have. And that will be forever etched in my mind. In 1994, my three friends and I were accused of sexually assaulting two small children. The charges were humiliating, devastating, and just flat out bizarre. The accusations that were made against us were unbelievable. As we grow from children to young adults, many of our parents have taught us that you don't lie, you tell the truth, and you follow authority figures. You do as you say, and do as they tell you, and everything will be okay. So I grew up knowing this, and during the entire process of the investigation, I cooperated fully with the authorities. I answered all their questions. I took photo lineups. I even went as far as taking their polygraph exam. I just knew in my heart that everything would come out to be the truth. There would be a big misunderstanding, and I would be set free. That was so far from the truth. I was completely wrong. I trusted in the justice system. I trusted my life with the justice system. And that was the biggest mistake that I could have ever made. 2 weeks after sitting in county jail, I was being transported to prison. I was 23 years old, naive, young. I couldn't watch TV and look at Lockup Raw to have an idea of what I was looking forward to. But while you sit in county jail, you always have an old timer that has been there before and tries to school you, meaning what you're gonna expect, what it'll be like. And I remember the first day that I went into the hobby unit. I walked into the dormitory. Well, it's called the day room, but it's like a gigantic dormitory. It'll put you in the mind of that. And I'm walking in there, and all eyes are on me. Hundreds of women are in this room, and they're watching me as I walk in. And for the first 5 to 10 seconds, as you walk into the door, they're trying to size you up. They're trying to see whether you're going to be a pushover or if you're going to be able to handle your own. The smell was musty, dirty, lights on. Every kind of crime that you could expect to be in that prison was there. To thieves, to robbers, to murderers, to rapists, I was sent to the worst Texas prison in history, the only one where there has actually been a death. But I'm happy to say that after doing nearly 13 years, I'm here today in one piece. And that's not easily said when you go to prison. 2 years ago, my three friends were released as well. And I was sitting in the courtroom while they were released. And I was so happy that we were finally all four back together. It was a difficult time, but a good time. Finally, we were able to be together once again. Throughout the 13 years that we were in prison, we were not to have any contact with each other. But let me tell you, for 13 years, I'm sorry, for almost 22 years now. We have remained innocent. And we have continued our fight for justice. I'd like to tell you that it's over with, that we have been exonerated. But unfortunately, we haven't. And our fight for freedom continues. At any given moment, we could be sent back to prison. If we are retried, we can go back. But that's a chance that we take so that we can continue our fight. Thank you.